This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have all learned the risk when you trust the legacy fake stream media outlets like MSN on much of anything, especially when it comes to gun-related topics. They usually can't help themselves. They're either tripping over their own anti-gun narrative, or they're so ignorant of the topic that they don't even know what they don't know. And sure enough, another mainstream outlet has just given us reason number 11 billion, and one not to trust anything they report, because neither their journalists nor their editors can manage even the most basic fact-checking. That's important. One of the MSN's galaxy brains managed to Google the FBI's latest background check totals, so Douglas A. McIntyre assumed that the number of background checks equals the number of guns sold. And a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. So, with that in mind, you can probably guess what happened next. And brace yourself for some breathless journalistic frothing of the mouth. Americans bought 39 million guns last year. Here is each state's figure. Last year, Americans bought 38.9 million guns, the second highest year since data began to be kept by the FBI in 1998. It only topped by 2020, when the number was 39.7 million. The best proxy for gun sales in America is the FBI's NICS firearms background check. Very few people who go through this check are denied permission to purchase weapons. Well, that's because only law-abiding people go buy guns at gun shops, dimwit. He continues, though. The number of guns sold in the United States since the start of 1998 is staggering. Through the end of last year, the figure reached 411.6 million, or over 20% more than the U.S. population. The number comes close to matching the 2018 report from the Small Arms Survey. It puts gun ownership in the U.S. at 393 million, or 46% of the global total of guns owned by civilians. Also, guns sold before 1998 are not included in the FBI number, nor are guns bought illegally. So even the agency's number may be too low. That last line of the second paragraph is a particularly nice touch. But they continue. Here are the gun sales by state in 2021. And he starts listing them. In Illinois, apparently in Illinois, they bought 8,474,505 guns. Where's California? They had to have bought just all kinds of guns. Where's California? No, they didn't buy as many in California. Only 1,476,073. Any other big players in this? Nope, it was Illinois led the entire league of the 50 states. That would mean in Illinois There was 3.5 guns purchased for every FOID card holder, which is about 2.4 million in the land of Legan. See, this is where things get, this is where the left starts tripping on themselves, because it's very easy to figure out who's buying guns, you know? Because in order to buy a gun in California, you have to have an FOID card. So long story short, those numbers published on the MSN website are pure garbage. Now, you know, hypothetically speaking, I myself may or may not have met or exceeded that mark of 3.5 guns last year. But I also had more than one unfortunate boating accident, which you can tell because I no longer have a boat. Problem here is the FBI NICS report the MSN Wizard got a hold of does not represent the best proxy for gun sales in America. It represents just what it says. Background checks. And the NICS background check system is used for much more than just gun sales. Like concealed weapon permits, concealed weapon permit renewals, that kind of thing. So if McIntyre or an MSN editor had taken a moment to visit another FBI site, they would have seen a whole list of options for accessing more NICS data. And I mean, there's a lot of breakdowns in this. There's a lot of breakdowns available to them in the NCIS. And if you scroll down to the NICS firearm checks, year by state type, Doug and his editors would have found information that's more along the lines of what he was looking for. Turns out that the number of gun sales for Illinois last year was 528,000. So that means the actual number of firearms sold in his state was about 6% of what MSN's McIntyre so lazily and erroneously reported. As for the grand total of guns sold, the FBI pegs it at about 17.9 million guns sold in 2021. And this doesn't count states where gun owners with a carry permit can skip the background check process if they present their valid carry license, like mine. And me. So, the NSSF estimates the total was about 18.5 million. Either way, the best estimates of the actual number of firearms sold in 2021 were less than half of the bogus total that McIntyre and the MSN reported. Don't hold your breath waiting on a correction. So another day, another junk news report thrown on the misinformation trash heap, and the media wonder why only 9% of Americans had a great deal of trust in them in 2020. The whole reason they did that was to get you excited about how many guns were sold. Now, see, that would actually excite me a great deal to know that there was that many gun owners out there buying guns. That would mean so many more new gun owners if that were the case. That'd probably be double. And, once again, they don't take that little tidbit into consideration. So I do get a kick out of these guys getting out here and print. And this is the thing. The reason they do this, the reason they let this happen, is not because they don't know how to do it. They've just gotten so lazy that they print whatever they find, the first thing they find. They don't get out there and, you know, in this case, this would have called for a little bit of, you know, rationalization and conditioning to look at this and figure out how many people actually bought guns. But they didn't do that. They just saw a number, and they said that's how many guns were bought. And they saw a number in Chicago, which apparently in Chicago, a lot of concealed carry permits, I guess now, huh? Way to go, Chicago. You probably need it. You're having cash registers thrown in the front in front of your governor's house, so you guys are facing all kinds of stuff. I get that. I do. I understand it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Have you ever wondered what goes on? I mean, you see what's in the news all the time. But have you ever wondered what really goes on in the background? And there's a lot of things that go on in the background that may affect us just the way COVID-19 did. Because science does a lot of things in the name of the welfare of man. Right now, NASA has something called the DART mission, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. This took off from California in November of 2021. And they're going to smash a probe into Dimorphos, a mini-moon. It's a sub-kilometer asteroid classified as both potentially hazardous and a near-Earth object, in an attempt to change the trajectory of the mini-moon. Now, according to NASA, there's 1.113 million asteroids identified by them that range in size from 329 miles across to 33 feet across. Now, 339 miles across is, or 329, is about the size of my state from long end to long end. I think. It's big. Now, they want to figure out if they can determine if the motion of an asteroid on a collision course with Earth could be changed to avoid Earth impact. And if DART could change the trajectory of an asteroid millions of miles from Earth, even by a little, it could significantly decrease the change of a chance of a collision with Earth. What could possibly go wrong with this? Well, first things first, let's take into account that the scientific community has a less than stellar track record when they do conduct experiments for the good of mankind. So my first question is, what contingency would have been explored to ensure a course change in the trajectory of Dimorphos, no matter how slight, does it pose a future threat to Earth? Because if it flies close enough to us and gets captured in our gravity, then it may be in a orbit that is shifting from that time on. So what butterfly effect could result should the trajectory of a mini moon be altered by just 1 degree? Now, if you send that probe on a path from the Earth to the Sun, that 1 degree deviation from its path would be about 1.6 million miles from point to point. Now, I get that they're trying to protect the Earth from an extinction-level event, and that's laudable, but similar projects have resulted in unintended consequences which continue to change the course of human history, like COVID-19. That's a Frankenstein virus that was created in a laboratory, and even with every possible precaution taken, it escaped to kill millions of people around the world. And it worked the way it worked because of gain-of-function research, which is where they take something that doesn't affect humans and make it affect humans. This actually was common in horseshoe bats and not transmissible to humans, even if you ate them. With the creation of the new virus, they plan to concentrate on the development of a vaccine to control the virus should it naturally cross over to humans from the bats. But then the virus escaped into the populace, and science was forced to face its limitations, and it was incapable of judiciously cleaning up the mess they created. And once again, ostensibly laudable, but the end result was unexpected and nowhere near optimal. So while we can sit back and say, oh, hey, they had the best intentions at heart. Well, the road to hell is paved with those. But then consider the creation of the first living robots, dubbed Xenobots, in 2020. probably haven't. Maybe you've heard of this. I haven't. Last month, they reported the discovery of an entirely new form of biological reproduction associated with these supercomputer-designed xenobots. They're 1 millimeter wide, and they spontaneously replicate over and over, creating multiple generations by moving and compressing disassociated cells in their environment into functional self-copies. Now, scientists foresee a future where swarms of these xenobots perform useful functions, like removing oil from seawater or attacking cancer within the human body. And once again, what could possibly go wrong? Because in their hubris, the scientists are quick to reassure an increasingly fearful public that these xenobots are entirely contained in a lab, just like COVID-19. They're easily extinguished, biodegradable, and regulated by ethics experts. But once again, what are the contingencies that are in place? Should the xenobots begin to do what life forms inevitably do, which is evolve? In 1988, scientists took a single E. coli bacterium and used its descendants to found 12 laboratory populations. But over the next 20 years, while they were studying this, the 12 populations grew for over 44,000 generations. At around the 31,500th generation, one population of the E. coli bacterium developed the ability to metabolize citrate, a second nutrient in their culture medium that E. coli normally cannot use. So scientists concluded that a chance event can sometimes open evolutionary doors for one population that remained forever closed to other populations with different histories. But what about a chance event that could lead a swarm of xenobots released into the environment and programmed to accomplish specific tasks to disregard their programming and engage in new activities more beneficial to the swarm? What if those new activities are detrimental to humanity and science is once again incapable of cleaning up the mess it created? Now, they do something called HPI, which is a safety protocol. And they're supposed to ask, what is the worst thing that could happen? But did the scientists answer that question before they launched the DART mission? And what was the answer to that? What contingencies are being developed to address the possibility of xenobots getting out? That temptation to experiment without fully understanding the consequences of the worst thing that can happen is a problem, and it will increase. Playing God is intoxicating. Right now, scientists around the world are engaged in gene drive research. What's the worst thing that could happen? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is sending more of your tax dollars for humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. The latest contribution covers $308 million. Total allocations are around $782 million since October. Afghans are confronting a harsh winter with dwindling food and fuel supplies. President Biden is strongly urging the Senate to pass two federal voting rights bills. This as Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp continues to support his state's current voting legislation and said the states have always had the constitutional authority to decide what their own election laws are.
We support simple things like voter ID, continuous counting, securing drop boxes, making sure that people aren't being harassed when they go vote.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Check your fridge. Dole Vegetables is voluntarily recalling dozens of types of prepackaged salad for a possible health risk from listeria.
The recall affects dozens of states and comes weeks after the company issued similar recalls in December and October. The FDA says the affected products are Dole brand and private label packaged salads processed at its Springfield, Ohio and Soledad, California production facilities. Affected store brands include Walmart's Marketside brand, Aldi's Little Salad Bar, Kroger, HEB, and President's Choice. Customers should throw out these products. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, $3.30 a gallon. The national average for regular hasn't budged since last Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So this is for anybody out there that feels vulnerable, especially if you have been targeted for domestic violence or, you know, stalking, that kind of thing. There's something called an AirTag. It's an Apple product, first released last April. It's a nickel-sized tracking device that's designed to be a key finder. And Apple users are able to attach it to their personal items to make sure they never get lost. Your luggage, you know, your stuff that you're shipping, whatever you're doing. However, they're being repurposed, these AirTags. There have been multiple reports of the gadgets, which retail from $29.99. They're not expensive. They have been placed by stalkers and thieves inside other people's handbags, cars, and pockets to track their whereabouts. There's a Sports Illustrated model that she found one when her iPhone detected an unknown accessory, and it's moving with her. She said the device followed me for the last 5 hours to every location, and it belonged to no one in my network. It also wasn't a phone or tablet. It wasn't an item. Her, let's see, what's her name? Well, Brooks Nader. She is a swimsuit model for Sports Illustrated. So, yeah, she's out there. And she put this out to her 827,000 followers on Instagram. She subsequently shared a screenshot of an AirTag via Instagram stories. At Apple, did you take into consideration the danger and potentially fatal consequences this device has? And for those asking, it's not my AirTag. It's someone random's who might have slipped it into my belongings while out. Thank you all for checking in and sending helpful articles. I want this to be a PSA to all my ladies to please, please check your belongings. Now, according to Apple, it could alternatively help prevent stalking by notifying people if they have an AirTag device on their person that isn't registered to them. They state on their website, AirTag is designed to discourage unwanted tracking. If someone else's AirTag finds its way into your stuff, your iPhone will notice it's traveling with you and send you an alert. And the alert is what tipped Nader off to the fact that an AirTag was in her coat pocket. Now, Apple is pretty good about most of the things they do. They said, we take customer safety very seriously and are committed to AirTag's privacy and security. AirTag is designed with a set of proactive features to discourage unwanted tracking, a first in the industry. And the Find My Network includes a smart, tunable system with deterrence that applies to AirTag, as well as to third-party products as part of the Find My Network accessory program. They added, we are raising the bar on privacy for our users and the industry and hope others will follow. But Nader's hardly the first woman to be stalked with the aid of Apple Tech. In Mississippi, a 27-year-old woman called police on December 27th after receiving a notification on her iPhone that she had an unregistered AirTag on her person. Also last month, a Maryland woman took to Twitter to share her disturbing tale of a stalker attaching an AirTag to her car before she left a bar in the early hours of the morning. Back in July, a Texas woman went viral on TikTok after revealing an AirTag had been placed in her purse and used by an unknown person to gauge her whereabouts. They're very useful for carjacking as well, but also in other thefts. But in these cases, thieves will attach an AirTag to a vehicle in a parking lot and wait until the car and driver head back to their homes, where crooks find themselves more out of the public view and steal the car right out of the owner's driveway. This is the thing about the tech revolution. The tech revolution has led to a lot of abuse by criminals. I mean, I saw when Facebook first came out, when everybody was out there and everybody was into Facebook, back in the early days of Facebook, a lot of people would put literally every piece of their information out there. Address, phone number, where they go to school. And a few of them, and this was worldwide, a few of them, I mean, I've seen autopsy pictures of young ladies who were on Facebook who unfortunately met their end at the hands of an attacker who tracked them down via Facebook information that they found that they put up there themselves. So, in today's world where this technology can be very convenient, right? I was talking to my bank the other day, and I was asking them why they didn't do this, 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 and this. And I said, and they said, well, because if we do that, then everything's wide open, and then there's a possibility that it's going to be compromised. And I said, you're going to be compromised anyway. And that is inevitable. That's the problem with when you start doing virtual things, when you start doing things where you're relying on the information age and the, you know, the convenience and all these other things, eventually somebody's going to find a way to exploit a weakness in that armor, and they will find their way in. And then if it's just information, or if it's credit card numbers or social security numbers or whatever it is, they're going to take advantage of that. And that's just the way it is. and to sit back and say, well, and the only way to not do that, only way to not have that happen, I think, today in today's world, is probably to not have a Social Security card, which, you know, that then you're talking, now you're talking off the grid. I'm talking about not having a Social Security card, not having a driver's license, not having a checking account, you know, all of these things, the trappings of normal life, not having a mobile phone, not having internet service, not having a computer. All of those things is really the only way to not, and look, I have plenty of friends that tell me all the time, hey, the reason I don't have a concealed carry permit is I don't want to be on anybody's list. And then they go check their email on their smartphone. So, one, item number one, I don't think everybody's looking for me or you or anybody else. I don't think the deep state's doing that. They could, yeah. Everything is available to them, without a doubt. And they want more. They want more information. They want all your information. But we, as consumers of this tech, as users of this tech, we got to employ a little bit more critical thinking to implementing this stuff. Because some of these things get abused, and they get abused in such a way to where people get hurt or die or vanish. Think about that. I mean, you hear all about this human trafficking and everything. And most of human trafficking is not snatch and grab into a panel van and then they disappear. Most of the time, they're playing upon the fact that they're homeless and hungry and or drug addict, you know, they're drug abusers, and they tempt them into volunteering to do it. But we got to employ a little better depth to our considerations whenever we embrace a new technology. I mean, and the problem is that some of them don't even hardly work. I don't even like that at all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Have you, like me, struggled to figure out how we've arrived at this horrific impasse in our society today? I have been racking my brain trying to figure out why people just don't do a little thinking on their own. Dr. Robert Malone may have the answer. He calls it mass formation. And this is what I understand that to mean. 2022 sees so many liars as well as others with their heads firmly glued to their social media devices, paying no mind to reality. And because of that, most people just swallow without a murmur the cacophony of propaganda that oligarchs, techies, newsies, polls, and scientists, quote-unquote, spout while excoriating anyone who thinks freely. We who don't go along experience inordinate hostility, and too many people are happy to ignore the obvious evidence of vast harm that the bad actors visit on the entire society through the irrational dictates that they embrace and enforce upon us all. This is an isolating phenomenon and one that we have to overcome. Now, Dr. Robert Malone, during his interview with Joe Rogan, introduced a new term, mass formation psychosis. Maybe this does explain our unsettling societal disconnect. Certainly our esteemed Google censors have been playing whack-a-mole with the terminology and anything to do with it. So I simply went around the barricades and found what I needed within our growing group of alternative sites. In a 13-minute video clip, Dr. Malone will explain to you mass formation psychosis. He points out the societal disconnect leads to free-floating anxiety. And that's certainly something I can relate to. Things, people, and facts just don't make sense, making us vulnerable and severing the connection to community, both close to home and in the larger sense. This, he says, leads to a form of hypnosis for many people. Most everyone, when the virus hit, focused on the virus and nothing else, and were hypnotized by staring at it nonstop. And the theory says that once everyone is focused so intently, one or more leaders can jump in and seize the moment. Sort of a Cloward and Piven kind of thing. Whatever they say, the hypnotized will focus on and believe. Outside thinkers, dissenters, must be attacked and destroyed. So in other words, exactly what's been happening. Now you can find some of these other discussions from Dr. Malone and a few others on Rumble. Dr. Matthias Desmet, a psychologist and professor in Belgium at Ghent University, developed the hypothesis. In his field of study, group dynamics led to his posting that a population is decoupled from one another, which characterizes this new age of faceless online communication and physical isolation, where 60% of people polled say they have no meaningful relationships in their lives. It's ripe for this type of thought to take over. The reason that this is embraced so much, this thing, this COVID thing is being embraced so much, is because of that. Because of that isolation. Right now, you've got these school districts that are saying, no, we're not, we're going back to remote learning. Even though, you've got mayors like Lori Lightfoot who profess that schools have to stay open. This is Hitler in Germany, Stalin in Russia, or Mao in China. For obvious examples of a people gulled, hypnotized, led by a strong and crazed leader down the rabbit hole of violent hate. Now, in another video, the host, Dr. Tom Woodward, allows the exchange of ideas to flow between Drs. Desmet and Malone from a Dr. McCullough. And Dr. Desmet asks the word psychosis be removed from the theory as it's too clinical and off-putting. But Dr. Malone pointed out that for the American public, crowd could be substituted for mass, crowd formation, perhaps making more sense to us linguistically. But no matter what you name it, it's clear that the step-by-step process taking people who are isolated, lonely, and beset by free-floating anxiety caused by changes in their lives that they can neither comprehend nor control, and offering them a strategy to deal will form a mass or crowd that has a strong social bond. They pointed out that this phenomenon is always destructive. Once the crowd identifies a common enemy, the enemy's destruction becomes essential. Then, when that's achieved, the crowd looks for another target, a new enemy to destroy, even if that enemy is from within its cohort. The concept that it's a monster that devours its own children is credited to Hannah Arendt, a political thinker in the last century who barely escaped the Holocaust. And what I'm telling you now is just a quick glimpse into the phenomenon. And maybe, possibly, it helps us understand how we're at such an impasse. And the rest, obviously, is going to be up to us. One of the reasons that you point out hypocrisy among the left is to get these people woke and out of this hypnotized state. I have a relative, and I'm not going to tell you how she's related to me, but I have a relative who thought COVID could crawl up the table and crawl up her arm and enter her breathing, you know, go into her face and cause her to have COVID. And that's fear. The government, the scientists, the Fauci, they're all using fear against you. And as they're using fear against you, they're isolating you. They're telling you that this is going to be with us forever, driving up that fear. Like if you have COVID, you're dead. You need to understand what's happening. That's the first step. You need to understand and we'll start with COVID. COVID, 99% of us will survive COVID. The other, you know, the Delta variant, the Omicron variant, what is it, Florana, whatever they're calling that. All of these things will come and go. There'll be different names and all these other things. We used to, you know, how many times do you remember hearing how often the flu variants have been got their own names, their own Greek names? This is the Delta variant of the flu, of influenza. How many times have you heard this? So you got to find a way to expose and broadcast the evil for all to see. That's the second thing you have to do, understanding the first. And then each of us has to find and live and give voice to the truth about this crowd before this crowd formation gets stronger. A lot of people are caught up in this and they don't even know it. They just know they're afraid. From my point of view, the only way out of this conundrum is to form a strong community, which means we stop hating each other and start figuring out that we all have one common thing being thrown at us right now from one common place. And it's all about isolating us and dividing us. And I'm not going to sit here and sing Kumbaya with you. But if America doesn't act, America will succumb to the inevitable and will watch our society be destroyed. As it destroys itself, I will fight to try to keep it going. And hopefully everybody will come to this realization that we really are close to this new age of individual freedom. And that's why they're taking advantage of all of these systems. But it is war. It's not Seinfeldian. There's a reason. There's definitely a reason. When you sit back and you think about what's been done, it fills you full of rage, and we'll deal with that later. We got bigger fish to fry first. Coming up next, hour number three with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.